This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Brandt Grain Carts, inviting you to come see them at this month's Farm Progress Show. The debate rages on about whether China will, after all, have to keep buying soybeans from the United States. I'll talk about it after this. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out Made in the USA swing away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000 square foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the Combine demos each day at 11. But plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember. Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. We've heard this debate among market analysts for several weeks now about whether China will still have to come and buy a large supply of soybeans from the United States, even in the midst of the trade war. And one analyst said the other day in an interview with the Bloomberg News Service, it looks like China can't completely shun U.S. soybeans, as at least a few cargoes are headed toward China. Of course, to refresh your memory, and a soybean grower would hasten to tell you, they don't need their memory refreshed. That crop has been thrust into the center of the trade war between the United States and China. The Chinese slapped those retaliatory tariffs of 25% on American shipments, and that sent the Chinese buyers rushing to Brazil. And even though that South American country is the world's largest exporter, some analysts are saying Brazil is still unlikely to meet China's voracious soy appetite alone. They say the Brazilian supplies will start to tighten by about October, after months of record shipments. That would also be about the time that our harvesting of beans would be underway in the United States, and with no other country really exporting enough to satisfy China's demand, the Chinese will likely either buy from the U.S. or suffer through a shortage. The chief market analyst for North Star Commodity in Minneapolis, Mark Schultz, said we will start to see more business being done. Now, Schultz said it may never get to levels we enjoyed, but as he put it, it's going to be better than none. There are signs, though, that China is looking for alternatives, and that's what several analysts have been saying for quite some time, that they can use something other than soybeans. The country could lower its bean imports by using low-protein diet formulas in their animal feed. They could boost the purchases of palm kernel and sunflower and rapeseed meals, too, to replace the soy. I'll be back after this.